Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at what it means to have Jupiter, Saturn, or Chiron retrograde in your natal astrology chart. This is a special episode to talk more about these energies, what they could mean for you, and why you at a soul level perhaps chose to experience these energies in a retrograde fashion throughout your life. I did a previous episode for you about if you have natal Mercury, Venus, or Mars in your chart and what it means to have those planets in retrograde, how they really require more energy from you, more understanding, and they bring your attention to this area of your life. The same is true for Jupiter, Saturn, or Chiron in retrograde during your time of birth. So we're going to talk about each of these in today's episode, and then I'll have for you another episode discussing more about retrograde Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto in a natal chart. Now, it's important to note that it's very common to have retrograde planets in your natal astrology chart. Every planet has a different cycle that it moves through the zodiac, and it's very common for the retrograde energies to show up at one's time of birth. In fact, it's actually quite rare to not have any retrograde planets simply because of the odds of that happening are slimmer. It's usually only a few months out of a year that all planets are direct. So in today's show, we're going to start with the discussion on Jupiter retrograde. Now, I do want to note that a retrograde energy means that the natural tendency is for the energy to go inward first, and perhaps even to stay there, that there's a part of you that is comfortable with the energy being internal, and you may require more time, space, and contemplation around this energy in your life naturally. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system, and it is associated with growth, expansion, what you're learning, what you believe, how you're understanding more of your energy, more of who you are. Jupiter is also known as the planet that supports our manifestations, makes things easier, can be very generous. Jupiter can go overboard. It can be too much of a good thing. Jupiter can almost overwhelm us at times with the energy it brings in and opens up. But Jupiter is meant to also connect you with a sense of joy in your life, a sense of positivity, feeling inspired, feeling that you can do anything and be supported in those endeavors. Jupiter tends to bring in flow and ease and supports us in where we're going, as well as in developing a sense of confidence in who we are. So the natal Jupiter energy in your astrology chart is connecting you to what makes you feel positive, where do you feel good, where do you want to learn more about yourself or more about your energy in this lifetime. And with all retrograde planets, the energy then could be turned inward, where you're really in a time of your soul's journey to go deeper into what you're learning and to ensure that you're reviewing things accordingly. Jupiter in retrograde is where we activate those RE words of review, reprioritize, reconsider, and go slower with this part of our life and this part of our chart. There is a greater intentionality with a retrograde planet. So this Jupiter in retrograde in your natal chart is asking you to be very intentional and really consider what it is that you need in order to grow. Now, it could be that with a retrograde Jupiter, you are returning, one of those other RE words, returning to previous soul experiences that have been unfinished, that are incomplete, and or hold more for you to understand and learn from. So wherever this natal Jupiter retrograde is in your chart, whichever sign and whichever house, it's drawing your attention to this part of your life and this part of your energy where you may be rediscovering more about who you are. And it's a very internal process. It's something that you're working on. This is almost like you go to school or you go to class to learn something on your own accord. You do so through your own interest. It's more private, but it's helping you understand more of who you are, what you want, and how that Jupiter energy can support you. I feel like a retrograde Jupiter returns us to incomplete energies, choices that we're meant to rediscover and sit with, and then decide how it really resonates with you now. So for example, with Jupiter, we tend to be learning about our belief systems, what we believe about ourselves, what we believe is possible, what we believe about the world and energies and spirit, all these things that really support the foundation of our self-identity. A Jupiter retrograde in your natal chart could be asking you to question some of these belief systems, especially if there was something that you were taught at a young age by your parents, your family, your elders that you never truly resonated with. This is a lifetime to really understand what resonates with you, what supports you, what do you need to fill your own vessel, so to speak, so that you can really get to the heart of your own truth. Jupiter wants us to connect with our truth. And so this could be a lifetime where you're reviewing your own truth systems, your own belief systems, more about what you really want in the world, what you want to experience in this lifetime. But that Jupiter retrograde can bring back or bring up energies from previous lifetimes that you are reconsidering. So for example, when we talk about spiritual belief systems, there could have been a belief system when you were younger that felt very true for you, very resonant, very clear. And then as you grew into your own sense of self and had more experiences of the world or more experiences of different cultures, more diversity, more understanding of the world at large, you may have undergone a deep contemplation around what is true for me and perhaps what I was taught is not really what resonates. I also think that a retrograde Jupiter means that you might have some unclaimed karmic points that are waiting for you in this lifetime. Meaning, in a previous lifetime, you could have done some really good deeds. You could have been very beneficial to others, very helpful, very supportive. You could have created, in essence, good karma for yourself. And that Jupiter retrograde can help you go back and claim the energetic consequences of that good karma. Meaning, you could have things that show up for you out of the blue that are actually originating in other lifetimes. So I think of this sometimes as someone who is, say, a lottery winner, and they just have a windfall of abundance, of money, of financial income, but they don't understand why. Well, that energy could have originated in another lifetime where they were very generous, very supportive, they gave a lot to other people, and then in this lifetime, perhaps they are reaping those benefits of that energy showing up in this timeline. And because Jupiter is associated with generosity, abundance, manifestations, there could be some things that come through for you that seem out of the blue and unexpected. But again, you have tallied up these karmic points from other lifetimes, and now they are showing up for you to claim in this lifetime. So a retrograde Jupiter is asking you to really look at what supports you, what sustains you, what is your truth, where are you really integrating something on your own terms, and also to give yourself time to do so. You may require more time in this area of your life, which is true for all retrograde planets, because you might need the energy to sit inside you for a little bit in order for it to get clear and strong. But once it is that place where you have certainty, it can go forward and it can be something that you understand and work with at a more personal level for yourself. Retrograde Saturn is actually quite common in a natal chart because Saturn is often retrograde for about 6 months out of the year. 5 or 6 months, it does vary depending on the orb, but this is an energy that is quite common. And the Saturn energy is where we're here to take responsibility for ourselves, how we're here to show up and be strong and confident in who we are on our own terms. This is an energy that develops strength, develops boundaries. Saturn can give us the capacity to say no or yes. It's where we're able to face the challenges of life, the challenges of the real world, and how we can keep going. Endurance is another key word with Saturn. So these are some of the general understandings of Saturn, but it also applies to a father figure, authority figures, those that you answer to, those who have shown you the way or taught you about life, taught you about what it means to be responsible, mature, an adult, the things that we have to take care of in life that ultimately have consequences if we don't take responsibility for them. So in your natal chart, you're looking at where your natal Saturn is located by sign and by house. And if Saturn is retrograde, there are some energies here that you are reworking in this lifetime from other lifetimes where you're needing to take responsibility for these parts of yourself. And it could be that you have multiple lessons in this area of your life that are ultimately maturing you, that are showing you new ways of showing up and how to take care of those responsibilities and commitments. So that Saturn retrograde is always that RE, those RE words of reconsidering, reprioritizing, reorganizing, and also being aware of how everything that we do, especially in the physical world, has some type of consequence, reflects our choices, reflects our priorities, reflects what we want in our life. I think of Saturn retrograde as being an area of life where you have to be extra responsible, where you may need to take even more time to ensure what you're committing to is true for you, where it's important to review what you're signing, the contracts, the details, to make sure that you understand what is required of you and what is expected of you. Because the Saturn retrograde is an energy that needs to be internalized and that you may need to sit with something. And this is a gift. The gift of sitting with Saturn retrograde in your natal chart is that you're going to see something differently that perhaps you didn't notice before. There could be blinders in this part of our life where we could be on autopilot and not aware of the long-term consequences of our choices. Saturn retrograde may require you to get support from those older than you, to ask for others' opinions, for ask for their input, to ask for their advice, because that Saturn retrograde might not be able to see everything clearly simply because the energy is so internalized. Like you could be feeling that you're literally carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. You could be feeling overwhelmed by how do I do this? How do I figure this out? How am I supposed to do this on my own? And that is one of the areas of life that Saturn governs, which is we do have to do a lot on our own. We have to figure it out, or we have to show up and be very clear in what we want and where we're going. That's part of our self-responsibility. But I think that what a Saturn retrograde is showing you is to ask for others' support or opinions when you're getting to that point of uncertainty or overwhelm, when you think you can't do it all, because Saturn is very objective. Saturn is very clear. Saturn is where we are almost meant to go forward without the hindrance of emotional baggage. But we are complex human beings and we have emotions about things. We have fears. We have things that trigger us. We have our egos. We have fears that come up. There's many layers of us that can show up. But Saturn just wants us to get the work done. Just do what needs to get done. Take responsibility. See it through. See it to completion, honor your commitments. So with the Saturn retrograde, again, you may need to reach outside yourself for that type of guidance and that type of advice when you're feeling overwhelmed or uncertain. Now, the other thing about Saturn that's very important, especially when it's retrograde, is that it brings up issues with the father, your biological father or the father figure you grew up with. And it also brings up issues with authority figures. And this all ties together because that Saturn retrograde can be unfinished karma with a father figure or with authority figures, those who have had more control or more power, more responsibility, and who were ideally meant to show you the way. A father figure is meant to show you and teach you certain things in life so that you can be your own individual self. You can be confident, responsible, able to do what you need to do, and clear. And if there have been unresolved energies with a father figure, this Saturn retrograde reveals more of what those energies are. And it could have set up for you, especially early in childhood, this push and pull and a discomfort with a father figure, a rebellious energy. It could have set up a sense of not trusting yourself or not feeling supported. So Saturn is about how we feel supported. In fact, it also connects with our spine and our teeth and our bones, the physical structures of the body. And I found too that when people don't feel supported, that the energy will show up in one of those Saturn areas of our physical self. And it even can show up in a very weak lower back, which is quite fascinating when you think about how that lower back is one of our key physical support systems. So Saturn retrograde can show you where you haven't felt supported. You haven't felt supported by a father figure, but you also energetically are working out something with the father. And this can be validating where you see that in this lifetime you chose to come through and be birthed during a Saturn retrograde to complete some karma, to do some more soul growth, to understand the consequences or choices that have unfolded in this area of your life. Saturn requires inner work. Saturn retrograde requires more inner work to understand more of what you need to feel supported in this lifetime. And this can also relate to authority figures, teachers, your bosses, your managers, anyone you report to who have had more responsibility throughout your life, you could have felt issues with them. And of course, this can go off in so many different tangents and so many different areas of experiences. But that Saturn retrograde means there's a part of you that is working out your own relationships with authority figures. And this can be very revealing. In fact, what I've seen through a few clients, in fact, is that their authority figures are the same energies as their father figures. And instead of working out energy directly with a father, they're working out that energy in a workplace or with a teacher, a professor, someone higher up, but it's the same energy themes. So this could be really fascinating for you to sit with. And if you go into what this Saturn retrograde means for you in your life and in your chart, you might find these reoccurring patterns have shown up for you with all of your connections to anyone who has been in a Saturn role. In this lifetime, you are revisiting that karma or that energy, but you also have the ability at a higher level of consciousness to rework it, to move that energy through, to get through to the heart of the lesson for you, and to understand more of what the Saturn retrograde is gifting you with, even if it's felt like it's been more struggles. Because again, this energy can be very internal. We can have blinders on and be very unaware of what's going on. But I think that this Saturn retrograde is actually showing you more of what you're capable of doing on your own. And that's another way to look at this energy, is that you as a soul came in to do some things on your own, to require more of yourself, to put in more time, dedication, and work into this area of your life and to this area of your own energy. But that's where you're going to also turn it around. And these energies with Saturn retrograde become much more significant during every time that transiting Saturn interacts with your natal Saturn. So this is a little bit more advanced astrology, but I know that many of you are advanced. So every time you have a Saturn return between 28 and 30 years of age, between about 58 and 60, and then about in your late 80s, every Saturn return is showing you how much you have grown in this area of your chart. But then every time transiting Saturn interacts with your natal Saturn through especially a square or an opposition, that's also going to show you where you're at in your own journey. And by the way, there are specifics on this in my YouTube playlist that talks about the significant lifetime transits in your astrology chart. And it goes through by each decade. So in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, etc., you can see the significant transits that happen for all of us at certain ages of our life. And the Saturn transits are going to test you and work with you on how you're moving through the Saturn retrograde in your natal chart. So as with all retrograde planets, there is unfinished energy here, unfinished karma, and there's more that you're meant to be learning about yourself and about this part of your life so that, again, you can feel stronger and that you have more tools to support yourself throughout your life as you understand this energy. Now let's take a look at Chiron energy and if you have retrograde Chiron in your natal astrology chart. Now Chiron is an asteroid in the asteroid belt between Saturn and Uranus, and it is known as the wounded healer. It shows us where we have a vulnerability, insecurity, something that we're uncertain about in this lifetime, and ultimately shows us as well how to work with this energy to heal ourselves, to understand more of our own potential, and to tap into undiscovered gifts. Chiron reveals more of who we are, but it's often through an experience of being ostracized, outcast, feeling alienated. There could be an emotional vulnerability here. There could be a sense of not knowing where you belong, where you fit in, feeling very different, feeling like a misfit. So if these energies are in retrograde in your natal chart, Chiron retrograde is reconnecting you to more of your own soul's journey through these energies. And in fact, you could be reliving some of these same healing themes throughout multiple lifetimes. So the retrograde planet brings your attention to this part of your life, this part of your chart, and is also revealing to you more of what you have here that maybe you haven't discovered yet. Now, as with all retrograde planets, the energy is more internal, and you could even feel even more of an outcast. You could feel like you're really disconnected in some way because that retrograde energy will spin internally. It will stay inside itself and not always know how to express itself or how to share what you're feeling, how to share the pain, how to share what's coming up. So part of this experience for you is to get to a place where, yes, you honor your own internal process and what you've come to understand, but then you know that you can get support and that you can be supported in whatever you need. I feel like a retrograde Chiron can be almost really shy, and it can almost feel like it's too uncertain for me to share this. No one's going to understand me. It's almost like we can make it worse by thinking that others won't understand. But this retrograde Chiron is actually asking you to not let the energy spin internally for too long, that you do need support, and that's part of your own healing voyage, where you can go to others for support, someplace safe, trusted, a place where you feel that it's okay to share more about what you've been experiencing. And in this day and age, there are many resources and tools for doing that. Now, the Chiron retrograde also applies to the physical body. And so you want to be aware of the messages of your physical self that may be coming through because of this Chiron retrograde. Now, the energies do depend on where Chiron is by astrology sign and by house placement, but this is where your body is holding different energies that, again, you may have to be working through throughout your lifetime. It's almost like you could always have a similar injury, or a part of your body is always calling for your attention, such as a Chiron retrograde in Virgo, where Virgo is associated with the digestive tract and the stomach and how we consume and process energies through our midsection. That would be an area where Chiron retrograde in Virgo may be drawing your attention. So what you would want to do is look at what each part of the body is ruled by. Every astrological sign is associated with a different region of the body. It starts with Aries at the head and ends with Pisces at the feet. And so if you were to look at where your Chiron is by natal sign, then look at that part of your body to see what energy your body is carrying there, what you need to pay attention to, what you want to be proactive about in terms of healing. And then the Chiron retrograde means that this could be an ongoing area that you have to tend to and take care of throughout your life. And energetically, that could mean because you're carrying the energies of multiple lifetimes in that part of your physical body. Now, this does differ, of course, for everyone. This is just one example, but it's really something to look at. It's to look at, where is my body holding on to certain energies that I really need to work through and work with in this lifetime? So yes, this is certainly the physical body. It can also be the energetic body, such as the chakras. And the chakra system is quite fascinating because it works in the opposite direction. So for example, as I said, Chiron in Aries is associated with the head, but the energy system of the root chakra is the base of the spine. So that Aries energy is also connected with that root chakra energy. And then the Pisces energy goes all the way up to the crown chakra. So see how the energy systems work in reverse, with the physical body being from head to toe, but the energetic body being from lower to higher. And I feel that's part of the healing of this Chiron energy, is that first it brings our attention to the physical self, the physical body, our reality of how we experience this timeline, this existence, but then it gives us a way to move the energy and to allow that to be part of the healing process. So that might be a fun experiment to look at for yourself and to see, well, how are these energies working with me both physically and spiritually and energetically, and what can I do to ensure the energy is moving? Now, Chiron retrograde can also show you more of what you need to release in this lifetime, where you have more release work that needs to be done, and also where you need to call in more energies of love and acceptance. And that's because as you do the release work and the deeper dive that's required by Chiron retrograde, it opens up more energies in your energy field that can feel vacant, that can feel like you don't want the same energy to come back in. For example, when we do any kind of healing work, when we're releasing anything within us and we're changing and shifting what it feels like, we then want to call in a higher vibrating energy to help with the healing process, to help with the self-acceptance, the unconditional love, the forgiveness, the compassion. And so this Chiron retrograde energy helps you with seeing that you're here to simply accept yourself in human form, to give yourself more time, energy, and attention for whatever this Chiron retrograde energy is revealing to you. If you have a deep vulnerability, if you have some deep fears, if there's some things coming up that feel very big and very overwhelming, this is an energy where you're meant to intentionally accept yourself for being human, that you're not superhuman, you are human doing the best you can, and to own that, perhaps with a sense of humility, with a sense of peace, with a sense of self-acceptance. That Chiron retrograde is where we are learning to love ourselves more, and it's by that understanding or through that process that you also tap into how you are capable of healing and loving yourself. So the Chiron retrograde can feel like it really brings an energetic focus to what does healing mean to you in this lifetime, and it opens you up to perhaps more of what your soul has experienced through multiple lifetimes that are showing up for you again. These retrograde planets tend to bring up the karma, what is unfinished, and it brings our attention to this part of ourselves and this part of our life so that we can have greater intention and consciousness around ourselves and around our full energy field. So I hope this quick rundown of Jupiter, Saturn, and Chiron in retrograde has helped you see some more themes and healing areas in your own life, maybe perhaps explained some of the lessons and things that you're here to work on as well. I always recommend books on these topics because a book on a certain planet or asteroid is going to dive deeper into these themes. Often they provide case studies, they provide examples and more ways to see this energy in your own chart. And I certainly recommend books on Saturn and Chiron because these are both areas that require us to know more of what does this really mean? What does this really signify? Or show me an example, or how can I look at this in a new way? So I really recommend books on Saturn and Chiron because I think it's going to make these understandings more concrete and more relatable. You'll see too that yes, these can be areas of our lives that feel very alone, that feel very hard at times, and like we're facing multiple challenges. But it's never just you. It's many people. It's millions of people who are undergoing these energies as well. And it can help you pinpoint more of what you're learning and understanding at a soul lesson. If you would like to learn more about your natal astrology chart, please check out my YouTube playlist that's called Learning More About Your Natal Astrology Chart, as you'll find in there individual podcast episodes on each of the planets, as well as more specifics on how to work with the energies in your natal astrology chart. Of course, you can always take a class with me as well. You'll see those options below this podcast episode. If you want to learn more about your natal chart or more about transiting planets, I would love to help you and support you so that you can be fully aware of your own energy, the gifts you came in with, and also, of course, more of the themes that are revealed through your natal astrology chart. So you can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. That's also where you'll find all my latest courses and programs. And I hope that you have a beautiful day ahead. I hope this information has been supportive, and I'll be back here every Wednesday and Monday for another podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you soon.